We are joined now on the line by a very special guest. This man was the first black British boxing referee to officiate a heavyweight world title contest. As we say, good afternoon to Ian John Lewis.
Good afternoon.
Just to give people a little bit of background about you, you were, as I just said, the first black British boxing referee to officiate a heavyweight world title contest. You were an A-star referee aged just 37, which is young to receive that accolade. And you had a boxing career before that, though, didn't you? You were an amateur and professional. Tell us a little bit about your background, Ian.
Well, firstly, like you said, at 37 years of age, I become Britain's first black international boxing referee, which is something I'm ever so proud of. I mean, people are only just starting to learn to referee, let alone be at the top. And what a lovely millennium present, because that was in January 2000 I become a top referee. But going back to where it all began, I started boxing as a 15-year-old boy at the well-regarded St Mary's Amateur Boxing Club in Chatham, a very, very tough school. And I had 53 amateur fights. I won Kent Championship 5 times. I was Southern England champion in 1985, which was my best year. Nearly reached the quarterfinals of the ABAs. Decided to turn pro in 1986 because I didn't want to get into my 30s and wonder how I'd get into the, you know, how I'd do as a pro. And I had 20 pro fights. I lost my first two, by the way, actually. I lost my first two. But then went up to Scotland, knocked out a Glaswegian guy in the very first round, and that put me on a large run of 9-10 fights, which earned me the Southern Area title shot, which back in the day, the Southern Area title was, you know, was like a British title. It was a really, really prestigious title to win. Unfortunately, it was a fight of the year, and I come second. I lost to Trevor Smith in a barnstorming, like I said, up and down fight. And he went on to fight Kirkland Lang, you know, the unbelievable Kirkland Lang. He got stopped in 6 rounds. And then I went on a few more wins, a few more fights, and then I had a final eliminator with Mickey Hughes, big punchy Mickey Hughes. I nearly took him the distance, but the referee stopped me in a cut eye. I had one more fight and then decided I'm not going to become a champion. Let's get out of this, this tough sport. It's a great sport, but it is a tough sport. You've got to know when to say that I do. And a year later, I become a referee. And the rest is history, so they say.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I've got to say that obviously I'm involved in boxing, Ian, as you know. And I can say, hand on heart, the officials we have in the UK, the likes of yourself, Marcus McDonnell, Howard Foster, Michael Alexander, for me, they are some of the finest boxing officials anywhere in the world.
I 100% agree with you. And I'll tell you why. It's because we have such a tough apprentice to become a referee. The British Boxing Board of Control are without a doubt the best in the world. And like I said, the other officials that you work with abroad, they're sort of somewhat envy of such a tough apprenticeship. You know, when they say, you mean you referee a fight and score it at the same time, you know, they find that quite hard. But us British referees, we find it normal because that's all we do. That's all we know. It was only in the last few years that we went in the line with the rest of the world and having judges, which don't get it wrong, it is easier to referee a fight and just concentrate on the referee and let the judges do their bit. But, you know, that's where a lot of the officials from around the world really do respect us because we have such a tough apprenticeship.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you were ringside. You were judging last week for Anthony Joshua, Dillian White at the O2 in London.
Yeah.
Our very good friend Howard Foster was the third man in the ring for that fight. And he copped a few, didn't he?
He certainly did. I thought his nose was a little bit red. Unbelievable. I mean, firstly, what a fantastic show. I mean, I was so honoured to be present at that show. I'm just gutted I didn't get my feet wet by actually refereeing that night. The fight I was meant to referee was Josh Warrington defending his WBC international title. But I think he pulled out injured, or the opponent pulled out injured. So I was ever so gutted that I was there for this lovely show but didn't get a chance to get into the ring. But anyway, what a fantastic show. And yes, I mean, what a barnstorming final fight with the two heavyweights. And poor Howard.
Yeah.
But he done a fantastic job. That was really good. You know, he kept his cool. And also, the security done a fantastic job in sort of making sure everything was all calm, everything all a bit heated. But it all calmed it down, and it went on to be a fantastic fight and a good learning fight for Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, definitely. And I've got to say as well, I thought Howard did an incredible job with a fight that could, let's be honest, have bubbled over a little bit.
I was ready to dive under the ring. I was, because I thought he might going to kick right off.
Yeah, but looking at that fight, having proven now that he can take heavy shots, who should Howard fight next, Ian?
Howard? Oh, well, that was fantastic. Wouldn't you say, I thought, Howard?
He took one off Anthony Joshua, he took one off Dillian White, and his legs never even shook. The man is a rock.
In fact, Phil, he's done one better than me, because Anthony Joshua, if people don't remember, I refereed his debut.
Yep.
And he accidentally caught me with a left hook, right, because they got into a clinch. As I went to break them, they unclinched themselves, and he threw a left hook and caught me, and it did hurt. But obviously, I didn't want to make sure. I didn't want to let people realise it hurt. And I just said, "Box on." He went, "I'm sorry, ref." Right? But Howard actually took two shots.
Yeah, he took a couple. He took them on both.
So
men,
he went up on me.
Yeah, they make him tough in Doncaster. You know, they make
him. Definitely.
They make him hard. Now, we've had on the show earlier on. We had Barry Hearn from Matchroom Sports on the show.
Oh, okay.
Barry very kindly wrote the foreword for your book.
He did, yes. That was, which was very nice of him. It was only going to be a tribute, but the tribute was so nice that my author said, "That's not a tribute, that's a foreword." And so obviously we had to ask him for permission can we use it as a foreword. And he said, "Well, of course you can." He said, "You're a great credit to the sport, we are," which he's very honoured. I'm very, very pleased.
Yeah, coming from a man like Barry, it really does mean something, doesn't it?
Definitely.
So your book tells the tale of your life from your amateur days through your pro days and on to refereeing as well. It's called I Am the Referee. Tell us a little bit about it. What sort of line does it follow?
Well, amazingly, firstly, I just cannot believe I've got a book written about my life. I mean, how many people have the opportunity to have a book written about their life? The people that listen to you, that I know they don't know me, but they really, I mean, I could cry. I just really cannot believe how my life has turned around, and it's all because of sport. I mean, okay, I was okay at school. You know, I wasn't a great reader, wasn't a great writer. I can spell, and, you know, so I'm not thick. But when I come alive was when you mentioned sport. The word sport, I've just got this engine. And, you know, at 53, I'm still training quite hard now. My wife just says you're crazy. But I think it's important to keep fit. But getting back to the book, and you can find it on www.iamthereferee.com. It took two years to make, actually. And how it all came about was, I had a bad back. I work for Kent Police. I'm a civilian detention officer, which means I'm like a prison officer in a police station. And I've been doing that for 22 years now. I went in to go and see the fourth physio, Mark Heffernan by the name. And we got talking, and he said to me, you're a world-famous boxing referee. I said, yeah, that's right, you know. And we just got talking. He said, there's a book in you. I said, yeah, I'm going to do it when I retire. And he suggested, no, not when you retire, do it while you're active. And that took a lot of persuading, because I was like, no, I'm going to do it when I retire. But he was saying that when you retire, you'll be like a forgotten man. He said, if you do it while you're present, this and that. And I said, well, okay, then we'll see how we go. And if I can pull out any time, I will. And that's how we left it. He started quizzing me about my life. And it brought out some sad memories, a lot of good memories. I just can't believe it. And what I like, more importantly, Phil, is just look at the reviews. I mean, I gave Mark a very good story, but more importantly, he wrote it really, really good. And the reviews have been absolutely outstanding. I'm so, so, so proud.
Yeah, that's what really says something. So you can get the book from iamthereferee.com, or it's also available on Amazon as well. And I've got to say, when you talk about the reviews, I think reviews on Amazon really tell you a lot, because they're genuine ones from genuine people. They're not trying to sell magazines or anything like that.
No, it's right.
And the reviews on there are amazing. I think you got 5 stars out of 5 on there, and every single review is absolutely solid gold. So what I would say is, anyone thinking about it, obviously it is Christmas this week. It is a cracking read. Whether you're a sports fan, a boxing fan or not, just
that's
as a story of a man's life that's achieved...
It's inspirational.
Amazing things, yeah, definitely.
And that's what I like, because the amount of people that I've met over the years have said, you're so inspirational. And see, the job I do, when I work in the police station, when we get a lot of kids that come into custody, and they look up to me, because obviously I've got a bit of clout behind me, and they listen. And I don't want to sort of blow my own trumpet, but I have swayed a lot of little young kids into sport and got them out of trouble, and that means so much to me. Well, I've seen them years later with their little kids or their wife, and they go, do you remember me, Ian? And I go, of course I remember you. You was a little pain in the arse. And they go, well, thank you, Ian, because you've changed my life, and that means so much to me.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive thing. So that's iamthereferee.com, or the book I Am The Referee is available on Amazon as well. Before I let you go, though, Ian, give me one highlight of your refereeing career.
One highlight?
Yeah, one thing that really stands out to you.
Well, I think the fight that really stands out for me is the fight that proved that I can handle most any situation. Because sometimes, Phil, no matter how good you think you are, sometimes you need, this is in anything in life, sometimes you need something just to test yourself, to prove yourself. And that was when I refereed Aldi Harrison against Dominic Negus. Now that could have spilled right out of control. I don't know if you can remember, it was Dominic felt disrespected when Harrison hit him what he thought was on the floor, but he wasn't on the floor. He was kneeling by the ropes, and he got caught with one, and he got up and he tried to headbutt all the other.
Yeah, remember it well, yeah.
And what you got to remember is the crowd. There was a lot of crowd for Harrison. There was a lot of crowd for Negus at the Wembley Arena. And if I had done the wrong sort of thing, it could have erupted badly. But thankfully, you know, Dominic Negus was sort of losing his rag, but I managed to control him and get him back to his corner, wipe out his gum shield, and gave them both a good telling off, and just get the fight flowing again. And they both hug each other afterwards, and that's a good job, you know, from being a bit fiery to calm them down and let them get on with it. And it's a bit like with Howard, you know, temper's flared, right, but he controlled it. And no one disqualified, and let it flow, and then there you go. So that's sometimes you need a fight like that, and that proved it to me that I've got most minerals to handle most situations.
Yeah, definitely. Do you get nervous before a big fight, Ian?
Do I get nervous? I can remember Claude Abrahams, the former Boxing News editor, when he asked me that question, and he was very shocked when I said to him, every single time I get in the ring, if it's a 4-rounder, 6-rounder, 8-rounder, 10-rounder, world title fight, I'm absolutely really nervous. But I have to say, but when the bell goes, ding, boom, I'm in autopilot and I'm in control and no problems. But before that, I'm absolutely worried. And I mean, that sounds crazy, but it's like with boxers. You know, like when I was fighting, I was ever so nervous what he can do to me, what I could do to him, this, that. But when the bell goes, boom, I want to destroy him. So it's crazy.